Hi, this is I Allegedly. Welcome back. I'm Dan. Got a good one for you today because I just left the No Kings protest, but there's a lot of business stuff to cover right now. And we're going to go through that today because how would you feel if your favorite market or favorite ordering platform started their own cryptocurrency and they wanted you to buy it? How would you feel about that, having them be your bank? Okay, hit the like button, subscribe to this, and you're going to hear some noise in the background for a little bit as people start to leave the protest. But first things first, Amazon and Walmart are researching having their own stable coin, their own cryptocurrency. And they say that the shenanigans that they're telling you is they want you to be part of this because it's going to make everything go faster. You're going to be able to buy things faster. Now, guys, the last thing that I worry about when I go to Walmart.com or Amazon.com is how long it takes, because it takes nothing. It takes seconds to buy something and get your credit card already loaded up. So this is the big nonsense that they're going to have their own stable coins. And here's the other one. Expedia, the travel site, just think, you're going to be able to book your flight faster if you use our stablecoin. No, how does, you know what I mean? It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. So finally, first cop I've seen all day, heard of all day. So interesting. But again, do you feel safer? Do you think that it's going to be faster if these guys go out and have their own coin? I think it's ridiculous. Now, the next one is Palmer Luckey. Palmer Luckey runs a defense firm. He's a 32-year-old, very successful guy, but he wants to have Erebor. Erebor. Now, talking about alienating people my age, you know, and older, this guy wants to have a online bank that's crypto-related that will protect you, you know, as far as your money and as far as your assets, and be an online bank. But think about this. Erebor stands for the dragon, and I'm sorry, the mountain where the dragon saved its gold in J.R.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Ring prequel. Huh? Hey, psycho. Okay, how about Lucky Bank? How about that? You couldn't name it something normal. You got to do Shenanigans Bank. This is where people get themselves in real trouble and do something stupid. So, again, crypto is the future. I get it. I totally understand. But what you're seeing is you're seeing more and more of this stuff that's ridiculous. And a couple things that people sent me that I want to cover. And that is, first one is Ruby. Ruby's 83-year-old mother had somebody knock on the door this week and said, "Listen, we just delivered a bunch of Omaha steaks and we can't, we had, you know, too much and can't take them back. Would you like to buy them?" So this man fleeced the 83-year-old mother out of $553 for steaks that were clearly refrozen and bad. And there's a place in hell for that guy that did that. So when people do this stuff, you have to be leery of this. You have to be leery of this. Joseph on the Nextdoor app noticed that people that were older were having problems with their medical billing, where if you have Aetna as your insurance, they're doing a down billing where they're not paying for everything. You know, here's the thing. When you go to the doctors, the hospital, or anything like that, what are you guys covering? What's my insurance going to pay for? You can ask that question, because you don't want to be a shock. You don't want to have a shock. And you don't want it to be something you think is covered 100% and they're going to pay 53% of it. So it's a great way to go out of business. It's a great way to be bankrupt. And he brought that up, and it's just a great, great thing. So I appreciate him telling us that. And then, you know, Dr. Marvin sent me a great article, which is below, about the foreclosure capital of the United States is Florida right now. And the problem with Florida right now is it comes down to the homeowners insurance. People are paying so much more for homeowners insurance in Florida. It's 2.5 times the regular rate. It's almost $6,000 for a $300,000 and $400,000 house. And it's too much. It's too much for people that they can't afford it. So, too much, guys. So thought you'd get out of that. And then
but not much. But by the time I got there.
And then Karen sent me a great story, which is from dealing with Walmart and Walmart delivery. How about this? There's a company called Stork that delivers for Walmart in Louisiana. And she was sitting there saying that when the Walmart delivery person came up, they said, listen, we need to see a real ID. We will not drop off the merchandise without a real ID. Are you kidding? That's none of your business. You know, drop it off and take a picture and get the F out of here. Well, no, that's, you don't understand. We have to have a real ID now. So I've never heard of that. And I'm sure Walmart will be finished if this is the case, because like Karen said, if I wasn't home, they just would have dropped it on the door. But now they want us to show real ID to drop off merchandise. Not a chance, not a chance. So let me know what you think about all this so far, and trying to navigate the traffic and the crowds down here. Okay? There's a little more to show you. I'm going to walk through the crowd and just film the crowd for you and show you that. Again, peaceful protest. That's all it is, guys. Signs, you know, free South Africa, save the whales. Okay? No kings. Okay? Same thing. Okay? Nothing different. This is okay. Not burning anything, not breaking anything, but check this out. So, 1,000 people, 1,500, large crowd, you know, not small. So. Pretty similar message. But again, nice, higher end area. And, pardon me. And, so, as peaceful as it's gonna get, guys, you know what I mean? So, we got sure is in LA, you know what I mean? They're blocking traffic. Now, a few things to finish this video. First one is Chevron. The main facility in Texas, their largest location, is going to lay off 200 people between now and July 15th. Okay, no big deal. The big deal is that they're going to lay off 9,000 more people between now and the end of 2026. The whole goal of this is to make it more streamlined, to save the company money, to have the executives have to be more responsible, and to make the company more productive. Who knows, but 9,000 people are losing their jobs at Chevron. That is nuts right now. Conagra Foods, which is one of the world's largest makers of frozen foods, is betting big on bringing back TV dinners, bringing back meals for people with good food, you know, chicken, vegan options, you know, all these different health things that people have to deal with, and they're going to make it a wide variety of different foods. So it's going to be interesting to see if that works, but those are going to be issued by the end of June. So in the next 2 weeks, you're going to start to see these in your store. But they say, listen, it's so expensive to eat out and people cannot afford this, so we're going to bring back that, you know, so gluten-free, all this stuff. They're going to do it all. So I thought that was kind of interesting. And what else? Final story. Final two stories, pardon me. There's a restaurant that when you do your reservation, let's say you tell them that you're going to have four people there and three show up, they bill you $17 for the empty seat. Well, how about pass? How about I'll never eat at this joint again? And basically they're French restaurants, which have a snooty you know, attitude as it is. So that's nuts. That's nuts. Now, final story is there is an apricot company, Turkish apricots, that are shipped here, and they just recalled 445 cases of these Turkish apricots that are not clearly marked. And the problem is that they may contain sulfites, which are no big deal. They're in wine and certain things, but for certain people, they can cause, you know, asthma attacks, wheezing, you know, shortness of breath, headaches, all this stuff. So again, we've all eaten those, you know, dried fruit. And now they're going to start to make these people label what's in there. Who can argue that? Okay. So hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. You know, again, on the main channel, we covered the protest. I may drop it here too later, but let me know what you think. Email me hello@iallegedly.com. And I'll see you soon.